Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yesterday, off air, Kitty was telling me a weird mailing story. And yeah. Usually when Kitty's like, I got to tell you a story about something with the mail, I kind of roll my eyes.
Right, because you don't actually buy stamps or send anything in the mail ever.
Well, I thought it's going to be like some kind of post office story.
No.
Something. But it's an actual mailing story.
Yeah, okay. So a month ago, I mailed a graduation card to my grandniece that lives in Colorado.
Okay.
And then a month later, I get it back, return to sender, wrong address, whatever. I was like, what? So I contact my nephew's wife. What's the address? I had the number one off. Instead of 2401, I wrote 2400.
And so it's the person across the street, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct. And I looked and I thought, well, maybe there is no 2400, blah, 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 Circle East, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was. And it was handwritten, you know, wrong address, does not live here, return to sender. So here's the fail thing that annoyed me. Not only did the person not realize I could just walk this across the street because I know where they, you know, I know those people.
Right.
But maybe they don't. Maybe it's a neighborhood where no one speaks to each other. But the post op, the mailman should know where that family lives.
I would think so. Have they lived there for a while?
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I would think they would see that
name. I mean,
name.
They'd see the name and then they would deliver it, right?
And you were just one number off. I mean,
right.
It was across the street. It wasn't like it was 4 or 5 blocks away.
Even and it might have been someone else's route or something.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was the same mail deliverer's
that
route.
That is annoying.
So I was annoyed and now I had to give 66 more cents to the post office and mail it again. But I was just thinking back, and I know there are a lot of complaints about the post office, people not getting their mail, it takes forever, blah blah blah, they
right.
cut down hours. Anyway, I don't know if that's what the blame is or it's just society, but I do remember somebody sending a letter to my house when I was a kid and they didn't know the name of the street that we lived on.
Okay.
But they wrote same street as Emerson School. Or big green house, same street as Emerson School.
And it got there?
And it got there. I mean, it's a smaller town. It was like 20,000 people or something. They know the name of our family.
Right.
Whatever. But it got there. And then once I was trying to send a letter to a friend after I moved away, and I wrote big white house with pillars, corner of Main and Division, and it got there. So, I mean,
and that's amazing.
I mean, corner of Main and Division, then it's one of four houses, right? And it's the big one. It's actually on the National Register of Historic Places, but it wasn't at that time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember my cousin used to send from camp. He would send us letters and he would put the right address, but put funny names on top, which I thought wouldn't work.
Well, now they, you know, you're supposed to write your last name or whatever on your mailbox so they know, like on the inside. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we still get mail for people that lived at our house before.
Oh, we do, too.
You know, and we've lived in our house for 22 years, and we still get
right. We do too.
Mail
we get,
for the Butler family.
I love that we get for the Gallagher family. My favorite is, though, when it'll say, like, Gallagher family or whoever lives there now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, that.
Then you know it's going to be a very special delivery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.